And then on top of this, when we take these individuals like John Hoops and Flint Dibble, and when we take these individuals, they're actually contributing nothing to human knowledge themselves. They're not contributing anything. They're making a professional career out of destroying other people's work. Mm-hmm. And I think that brings some karma with it. I think it brings some karma.
It definitely brings bad PR. I mean, like the way that Flint reacted to Keanu Reeves being on the trailer for Ancient Apocalypse season 2 was priceless. And I knew right then, because the way the internet treats Keanu Reeves is like he's on another elevated. I don't think there is a celebrity that the internet likes as much as Keanu Reeves.
I felt with Keanu that this is a very special individual. He has a purpose in the world. He's here for a reason, and it's that goodness that Keanu radiates, and which he shows just with his humility and his absolute refusal to play the superstar role. Mm-hmm. He's just a down-to-earth guy.
That's the stuff that the internet loves about him.
Who has got a good heart, you know. That's what's great about him. So huge respect to Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, just the internet just loves him. Just loves him. So I knew immediately that I knew that as soon as Flint saw that, even though he's got the self-awareness of a slug, I knew that he was going to take one look at that and just be like, oh my God, that's a PR disaster.
Yeah.
But he couldn't have made it any worse. When he says, I want to reach out to the man, can the internet do your thing? I want to get some way to contact Keanu Reeves, because I know with about 3 hours of me talking to him, he'd choose real archaeology over this fake crap. And it's like, dude.
Well, there you go. That's that envy and jealousy on full display.
On full display.